Welcome home, Master. I've missed you so much, Nya. Well, thank you. I love your head scratches. Hey, Master. You look really stressed out. Is everything okay? Is someone bothering you? Oh. A big project at work. Poor Master. But I think I know just how to make you feel better. I got just the thing to help you. I'm not telling. It is a surprise. Oh, well, I know you're tired. So, will you please just trust me, Master? Okay. Follow me, Master. Just lie down on the bed and, well, let me take care of you, Nya. Oh, good, Master. Get into a comfortable position, and I'll just snuggle up with you. Oh. Master, you're so warm. Now, just relax and close your eyes. Oh, yeah, this is part of the surprise. But you have to listen, okay? So just take some nice, deep breaths for your adorable cat girl. That's it. Deep breath in. And out. And with every exhale, let your worries leave your mind. I'm right here, Master. That's all that matters. Relax, and don't mind any of my movements. Oh, shush, calm down, Master. It's only handcuffs. You know, I'd never hurt you. I mean, I love you too much to do that. Oh, why? What a silly question, Master. How else am I going to make you tell off that slut if you're not restrained? Huh? Don't act all confused, Master. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Oh, you're playing dumb? You want to play a little cat and mouse with me? Well, okay. I'll bite. A few days ago, I decided to drop by your office to see what's keeping you so busy, so late. Too busy to respond to my texts. Oh, and just imagine how hurt I felt when I saw that you've essentially been spending your entire day around some random bitch. Oh, now you remember your coworker. How convenient. You can keep telling me about how you're doing an important project with this colleague, but I'm not gonna buy it. Well, yeah. She's your only friend in the office, huh? Well, first you call her your coworker and now your friend. What next? Girlfriend? Well, at this rate, she'll move in and kick me out onto the streets in a matter of weeks. Yeah, needless to say, she's getting too close to you. And that needs to stop. Now. Oh, keep babbling on all you want. It's not going to change my mind. I'm not dumb. Yeah, you're the only one I love. Blah, blah, blah. If you love me, you'll do as I say. Your colleague, your friend, or whatever you call her. I know she's going to take you away from me. You're already spending more time with her than me. Yes, she is. Don't you see? Every time you come home late, I'm just sitting in this resentment that we barely spend any time together. Because apparently, you would rather spend time with that obnoxious whore than with me. It's enough to make me emotional, Master. It reminds me of years ago when you adopted me from the catgirl shelter. And you promised you'll always look after me and be with me. I believed you. You promised. Remember? And you used to spend the whole day caring for me and making sure I was happy, playing with me, touching me. But now, you're always coming home late. Are you bored of me? Because I think you'll become bored of me as long as she's there. Master, all I want is to feel loved and cared for. Can't you do that? Okay. I know. It's not entirely your fault. I know, Master. It's that whore at your workplace. You know, I've tried sending her death threats, but she won't leave you alone. Yeah, Master. That was me. I did scratch that note into her car. It was the only way. Excuse you? Don't use that word on me. Crazy. You know, that's a very hurtful thing to say. Especially when I was only doing this for us, because you are apparently too blind to see through her plan. Well, unfortunately, this all didn't work the way I wanted it to. Which is why I have to do this. You see this phone? Yeah. You're going to call her on it and tell her you never want to see her face again. Unreasonable? I'm not being unreasonable. You've been hiding all your dirty little secrets from me. Having lunch with her. Helping her on her projects. It's not like I'm asking you to kill her. I just want you to tell her to leave you alone. That's all. Is that too much to ask for? Yeah, no, I'm not being unreasonable. You're the one who's out of line. But you can still make this right. You can stop back in line. You just have to click that button and tell her to get lost. And you can do that so easily. Oh, please, Master, won't you do it for me? Your sweet cat girl. Look, Master, this isn't a negotiation anymore. You have to make that call, whether you like it or not. No? Why do you have to be so difficult, huh? I was already being very reasonable and quite frankly accommodating by letting you amend your own fuck-up with your own voice. But, quite clearly you don't love me enough to do even that. So, if you don't start cooperating, I'm going to leave you cuffed to the bed while I shred all your fucking belongings. Say goodbye to all your lovely hand-knit sweaters from Gram-Gram. Yeah, I'll also throw your precious fucking computer out the window. Is that what you want? Yeah, I'll do it right out there in front of you. So you can be sure I did it. Oh, I don't give a flying fuck what the neighbors say or think. If you don't do this, I won't have to talk to them anyway. So, what's it gonna be, Master? There we go. See? We don't have to resort to such extreme measures to reach an agreement. I'm so glad you could be reasonable, Master. As a reward, let me just get rid of these pants and give your cock some attention. Yeah? Don't you want to see your sweet cat girl wrap her lips around your cock? I take your silence as a yes. Oh. Don't act like you don't want this, Master. I know. How much you like my mouth. Especially when it's full of your cock. So hard for me. Even while you're all tied up. But before we continue, you need to follow through with your end of the deal. Oh. Did you really think I forgot? Silly Master. Well, let me just free your left hand so you can make that call. Go on. What are you waiting for? Call her. And I can get back to sucking your cock. See? That wasn't so hard. Remember to tell her you never want to see her again. And I'll keep licking. Mm. just doesn't have to be difficult. Keep going. Doesn't it feel good to be cooperative? Look at you, trying so hard to focus on your words. Does me sucking your cock make it difficult to concentrate? Don't forget to call her a bitch before you hang up. Perfect. Now that that's out of the way, you can focus all of your attention on me. Just the way it should be, Master. Taste of your cock. Do you like seeing your cute cat girl sucking on your cock? Sucking your cock turns me on so much, Master. And now that she's gone, I can focus so much more on it. I can really feel the texture. Breathe in that smell. And taste it. So much better. Oh, not that whore in the way. And the only thing that can compete with this is your cum. I want to be covered in your cum, Master. I want to taste it so badly. It keeps twitching. Are you getting close? Well then, we can't have you come just yet. Master, don't give me that face. As much as I would love for you to release your cum in my mouth, I need it deep in my pussy. No condom. I need you to breed me. Why do you have to ruin the mood? This isn't a fucking discussion. You are going to fuck a baby into me. What better way to keep your attention? No buts. Well, you're gonna fight this? I'm gonna have to cuff you again, aren't I? Fine, so be it. Give me a rest. This is on you. If you just listened to me, this wouldn't be happening. You left me with no other choice. Now, you're going to be a good master and let me fuck you. Yeah, I'm already so wet. All I need to do is get in place and just put it in. Oh my god. Oh, I missed the feeling of you inside me. I know it feels good, but please stop squirming. I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna start riding your cock, master. It's okay. I'll do all the work. You just need to lay there and be still for me. Quit fighting it. This is happening. Just enjoy it, okay? There's no need to keep pretending like you aren't enjoying this. I can feel how hard you are. Leia, just stop fighting it and let me fuck you. Fuck. I deserve a good fuck like this. After all those nights, you were too tired to fuck me. I've earned the right to feel your cum in me. After all those years of condoms only, never your raw cock inside. Don't you like how my pussy feels? Yeah, I knew you would. And I know you do. Your moans tell me everything, master. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm fucking you raw. Get over it. Shut the fuck up. And just take this pussy, master. I'm not stopping until you shoot your cum deep inside me and fill my womb with it. Yeah, I'll just have to do it multiple times, master. Just have to empty your cock so much. Take it all from you. Yeah. There's no way out of this for you. You will come in me and you will like it. Yeah, I'm gonna make you come in me, master. You're gonna come raw deep in my pussy. Fuck. I need you to fill me. I need it. I need a baby. I need your baby. I need you to fill me with your cum. I need you to breed me. Let my pussy milk you. Let me milk all the precious fucking cum out of you. Let me drain your balls, master. Yes. I feel it twitching. You're close. I know you are. You always twitch before you come, master. Yes. It makes me get so close to you, knowing you're gonna come inside me. I'm so close. Yeah, let it happen, master. Let it happen. There's no point resisting. Just breathe me. Fucking come. Come inside me. Come inside me. Oh, you... Just do it. Fucking do it. Upbraid me. Upbraid me, master. Upbraid me. I'm coming. Oh, that was so much calm. Oh, fuck. It's overflowing. Am I making a mess, master? Here, let me clean it up. Your cum tastes good even off of my fingers. Thank you, master. I needed that. Are you crying? Oh my god, a grown man like yourself crying? Okay. It's okay, master. It's all right. I'm here. I'm sorry you feel hurt. I love you so very, very much. You know that, right? It's okay. I'd never want to hurt you, master. I only want to do what'll make us both happy. Even if sometimes you may feel hurt, I only have us in mind. You understand that, right? Good. Do you need tissues? You sure? Well, okay. Do you like me massaging your scalp like this? Feeling better now? So, obviously, we'll need to do this a few more times if I'm to get pregnant. Oh, don't look so sad. We both know you want this too. Besides, you promised you'd do anything for me, right? And when I do get pregnant, our baby will be the ultimate proof that you fulfilled that promise. And that you only love me. You do love me, right, master? Good. I love you too. In the future, make sure you seek my approval before making any friends at the office. Understand, master? Well, wonderful. Don't worry about going to work tomorrow. We'll be fucking all day and night for the rest of the week. But for now, let's focus on getting you well rested for tomorrow. We're gonna be very, very busy. I'll just take these cuffs off so you can get cozy. And there. And now you can rest. Just now. Just relax. It's been a long day. Close your eyes and relax. Let all your worries exit your mind. Focus on the comforting, warm feeling of my body pressed against yours. Let your body relax. Feel all the tension in your body dissipate. Feel yourself sink into the bed and slowly drift off deeper and deeper into sleep. Yeah. Sweet dreams.